Now that we presented you with an example of how New Jersey restricts freedom and opportunity in a specific way, let's widen the view a bit. With the help of my next guest, he's joining us with the results of an annual report the Cato Institute prepares. It's called Freedom in the 50 States, which he is a co-author of, along with William Ruger. Jason Sorens, how are you today, Jason?
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
And you can see this report, state-by-state breakdowns, and we'll get into of what in a moment at freedominthe50states.com and .org, rather, and learn more about the work of the Cato Institute. It's Cato, C-A-T-O.org. And as I said, the report is titled Freedom in the 50 States. What are the elements of the report that you present in the report state-by-state basis?
Yeah, so we analyze states on three dimensions of freedom, how they respect citizens' freedom in fiscal policy, which has to do with taxes and debt and things like that, regulatory policy, how states regulate businesses and land use, and personal freedom, which has to do with more lifestyle-type issues, everything from school choice to criminal justice. And so we grade all 50 states in over 230 different policy areas, and we weight those policy areas by how significant they are in terms of their effects on people's freedom. And then we come up at the end of the day with a ranking of all 50 states, and our number one and number two states this year were Florida and New Hampshire. They've always done well in our index. And New Jersey ends up number 47.
Which, as lists go and New Jersey residents are aware of, is really no big surprise. It's very rare that we do not wind up on the bottom end of most of these lists. And it's not a good day when you wind up in the section of the list that includes California and New York, as a general rule. And once again, that's the case here.
That's right. And we also look at how freedom affects migration from state to state. And we find that Americans are, in fact, moving from less free states to freer states. And New Jersey is no exception. Since the year 2000, New Jersey has lost, on net, 10% of its population to other states, of people moving out of New Jersey to other places. New York is even worse at 14%, and New York is actually a little worse on freedom than New Jersey, so that makes sense. There really are benefits to having freedom.
And it's never a good sign, too, when the boom industry in your specific state is the moving van industry, but again, those statistics sort of
not a good sign.
No. Is it a matter, because you mentioned New York and New Jersey having that high exit rate, is it a simple matter of taxes and the financial side, or are there other elements that could be labeled as a cause for that departure?
We actually find that all three elements of freedom, fiscal, regulatory, and personal, are associated with net in-migration. So taxes are definitely a big part of this. But, you know, business regulations also slow employment growth. A lot of people move for jobs, so you're going to get fewer jobs if they're just more cost to opening and running a business. And then personal freedom also makes a difference. People sometimes move so that they can homeschool their child, or they can enjoy medical marijuana, or whatever it might be. Those lifestyle issues do make a difference. We do find some evidence that people were more willing to move for personal freedom prior to the Great Recession than afterward. It's still positive for migration, but it makes sense that people after the Great Recession are moving maybe more for jobs than for lifestyle.
And when you look at settling and owning your own land and home, whatever the case may be, something we've frequently talked about over the years here on the show, land use freedom in New Jersey has an unwelcome mat in front of it, not a welcome mat.
Exactly. So it's no surprise that zoning rules can be very strict in New Jersey. Some of the original court decisions, the famous Mount Laurel court decision, was about town zoning laws and exclusionary zoning. And New Jersey hasn't really taken a very productive approach to that. So unlike Pennsylvania, where a state court said basically, you know, if you're adopting zoning regulations that are simply intended to keep people out of your town and they really do not have some sort of basis in public safety or health, we are going to strike those down. And so Pennsylvania has had much more affordable housing and people have been more willing to move to Pennsylvania, whereas New Jersey has tried to mandate affordable housing set-aside. So they've required developers to sell some affordable housing, but that's just a tax on developers, and that makes them actually develop less. And so you get less housing supply and less affordability. So New Jersey's done a bad job there, and they also authorize rent control, which virtually no economist supports. So it's just a way of destroying your housing stock because landlords have no incentive anymore to take care of their properties.
So Jason Sorens, who is a co-author, along with William Ruger, of the annual Cato Institute report, Freedom in the 50 States, which you can read as well at freedominthe50states.org. Cato Institute is at cato.org. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. To be fair, I mean, we're talking about the negatives about New Jersey in your report. Are there any positives or any positive trends that New Jersey is showing?
Yeah, I mean, New Jersey has improved over time on personal freedom. We see that there's been some criminal justice reform. We've seen marijuana decriminalization. That's a positive in that's actually an active issue. It hasn't happened yet. We have seen medical marijuana in New Jersey, and that's a positive in our index. Incarceration rates have fallen. That's something in our index. We've heard a lot about the problem of mass incarceration. It's costly to taxpayers. It hurts families. You know, the people who are trying to get back on their feet after they made a mistake. It makes sense to punish violent and property crimes, but to do so in a proportionate way so that people can get back to being productive members of society. And New Jersey is doing fairly well at that. New Jersey has a lot of local governments. In fact, it has more local governments per square mile than any other state. Some people may think that's inefficient, but actually the research seems to show that it's good for giving people some choice of where to live and what their tax burden is like and what their local public services are like. So you got ample choice of your municipal government there in New Jersey.
Now, you mentioned earlier at the top of the list, Florida, New Hampshire, 1 and 2, and also moving down for the rest of the top 10, 3 was Indiana, Colorado, Nevada, North Dakota, Tennessee, South Dakota, Arizona, Kansas. I know North Dakota moved up 12 spots from your last survey from up to number 6. What is it that New Jersey can do to take a step out of the bottom 10?
Yeah, I mean, we give some recommendations for New Jersey. We think that New Jersey needs to get a handle on its pensions problem. Public employee retirement spending is really high in New Jersey. So, you know, if you get a hold of that problem, you start reducing future liabilities. That then allows New Jersey to start trimming taxes. And income taxes are high in New Jersey. Property taxes are very high in New Jersey. Give local government more control over collective bargaining. Let them, you know, play hardball with public sector unions, and that will give them the ability to keep property taxes down. We also look at some personal freedom issues. We mentioned the decriminalization of marijuana, something that could help New Jersey. We look at regulatory policy, rent control. I already mentioned that's a fairly easy one. Massachusetts abolished rent control about 20 years ago, and it's been great for that state. Massachusetts is doing a lot better, actually, than New Jersey economically. And it's not just because of no rent control, but it's also because Massachusetts has lower taxes. So, you know, Massachusetts hardly a red state, it's a very liberal state, but affords a lot more freedom than New York and New Jersey. So possibly a model to look to start getting on the right track.
It really is an interesting report that features elements that you probably don't think about, maybe because in New Jersey or whatever your respective state is, if you're listening on the stream, it's part of your natural surroundings. But a little change, a little alteration can make a stronger, more friendly state for the residents instead of the elected few sitting in whatever your capital happens to be. You can see this report, Freedom in the 50 States, freedominthe50states.org, annual report from the Cato Institute and their website, Cato, C-A-T-O. .org. We've been joined by one of the co-authors of the report, Jason Sorens. Jason, thanks for explaining the elements of this great report. Thanks for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Chris.